Welcome to another edition of Talk at 10, your weekday interview program. I'm Tom Michael, your host for this episode. Our guest is Tish Inahosa, and she's coming to Marfa. We're really pleased to be having her as part of the Ballroom Marfa Sound Speed Marker Weekend. She'll be performing, the Tish Inahosa Band will be performing on Saturday, March 1st. That's at 8 o'clock. It'll be held at the USO building in Marfa. Welcome, Tish.
Oh, great. Hey, Tom.
Your newest album is After the Fair. You've been performing music for some 30 years now. You're a self-described singer-songrider with Tex-Mex, Latino country, and pop influences. Grew up in Texas, went away, and you're finally back in the state. Welcome back.
In a nutshell, that's the whole story.
This album, After the Fair, also includes some contributions from your family.
That's right, my son. My son wrote one of the songs, the opening song called Cobblestones.
Didn't you warn your offspring that they shouldn't become musicians?
Actually, he's being very cautious about it. He's got other talents as well, and songwriting is only one of them.
One of the cuts off this album, Tish, is called I Saw an Alien, perhaps Mysterious Marfa Lights?
Well, I think people in Marfa might connect with that song. Kind of a personal experience I had, which is, it turned into a funny song, however, but just a very interesting experience I had in the city of Hamburg, where I was living for the last 9 years. They could have just been Germans, I don't know, they just seemed like aliens to me.
And I've seen some German names on some of these credits, including the title track, After the Fair.
Right, Detlef Diedrichsen is a well-known journalist and a songwriter in Germany. And he was one of the first people I met just through friends and connections that I had. So he and I became friends. And then, yes, this was produced in Berlin by a wonderful German producer and bass player and, you know, someone that I worked with and toured with me over there in Germany. And so there's quite a few German musicians played on this record.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give it a listen. After the Fair.
Great.
Candy castles, shining children's eyes. I hear your laughter ring, filling the air. Colored horses circling, paper dragons fly. Taking my one true love out to the fair. We didn't know there would be more than our eyes tried to see. And without looking, magic appeared everywhere. We after the fair. I'll hold you in my arms forever after the fair.
That was After the Fair, the title track off Tish Hinojosa's latest album. She'll be performing here in Marfa on Saturday night. I know you've come out to West Texas, but I've also heard it's been some time.
It has been quite some time since I've been there. I think it might not have actually been Marfa, but somewhere around there. But I've played in Alpine, and I've played in other places around that area. So it'll be nice to actually play in Marfa, because seems to be quite a happening place these days.
Well, you're in Austin now, and they certainly, it's a well-trod path from Austin to Marfa these days.
Yeah, I know. That's what I understand. I've got so many friends that have been there for all these different festivals and, events that have been going on, and I'm happy to finally be doing something with you guys.
You'll be playing at a performance space of ours. It's been around for quite a long time. It's a USO building, and you'll be playing with your band. Who do you bring on stage?
Who I'm having on this trip will be my long, long-time guitar player, Marvin Dykhouse. He's been with me since 1988 and has played on just about every record I've put out. He even played on this German record, the German-produced record, because he came over to tour with me, and we, of course, invited him to participate in the recording of the record as well. So, Marvin Dykhouse is a wonderful multi-instrumentalist and great vocals backup, and and then also Glenn Kawamoto, longtime bass player, has played with me since like 1995 or so, or 97 rather. But yeah, so we all go back a long ways, and we're all traveling out to Marfa together. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun road trip.
You seem to travel between musical worlds rather easily, like a Linda Ronstadt or others, the country, the pop, the Tex-Mex. When you were in Germany, did they look at you as just blank American, blank Texas, or do they look at you as Latino artist? What?
I think, the term Americana has been used quite a bit, and I guess that's just kind of covers a lot. Everything from folk to country to, cultural stuff like, Spanish songs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think, it's kind of a good term. It's kind of a good term, and it works.
This album, After the Fair, you produced in Germany. And, it's funny. The record business certainly has changed. You've been with some big players, A&M, Warner Brothers. You also worked with Rounder Records, that great label. And now here you're working with a German label. Was that experience different?
The industry has changed itself. I mean, over the last 10 years, certainly, quite a bit. So to be an independent artist is a pretty easy thing, because we just do what we want, and then we send it around, see if somebody wants to license it, and you don't really need the big record labels anymore. I mean, they still serve maybe somebody up and coming or somebody, brand new or, commercial that they want to, do something with. However, I think for people that have been around for a while you know, like you said, I've been on the biggest independent label like Rounder for like 5 records, and I did, you know, several records with both A&M and Warner Brothers. So I've kind of been around the neighborhood with these different record labels, and being independent and then just licensing my work to record labels seems to have been what's been working the best for me about the last 10 years. It gives me a lot of artistic freedom.
Tish Hinojosa, she'll be here with her band, and that is part of Ballroom Marfa's weekend called Sound Speed Marker. There'll be an artist reception, as you heard, on Friday night, and then on Saturday at 8, the music with Tish. Let's play a upbeat song. This is called Doing What I Can.
Promises spoken and hearts left wide open.
That was Doing What I Can, which is off After the Fair. After the Fair, the name of the album. That's a fun tune. What were you thinking writing that?
You know, it was just a little melody that came to me. And, I think that's the wonder of working in the studio. I kind of went into the studio not knowing a whole lot you have the basic idea because you wrote a song and you've heard your guitar vocal version of it. However, when you play it to the producer, he's hearing other things in his head. I wasn't thinking, you know, this kind of crazy Buddy Holly thing, but he was. Mm-hmm. And once again, he's a really great guitar player, as you could hear on that song.
And his name is really Mo Jax?
Yes. Yeah. As they say over there, Yaksh.
Yaksh.
Yaksh. But however, yeah, Mo Jax. And very, very talented upright bass player, but he's also produces a lot and plays multi-instruments, like, you know, everything from electric guitars, acoustic guitars, and mandolins, and, you know, dobro, banjo, you name it, he can play it. So So thinking in terms of like watching the song grow with a producer is a really, really cool thing. And the fact that we both agreed that the direction we were taking was a fun and good one for that song. So I'm glad I have had very creative people to work with.
Tish, you grew up singing along the Riverwalk in San Antonio. You did work with Michael Martin Murphy. And since this radio station started in 2006, you've been in our rotation. I know Taos to Tennessee and other albums have been always going here at Marfa Public Radio. It seems like Texas music has been good to you.
Yes, it has. I kind of spent a lot of my developing years, like, well, you said, first of all, when I was very young on the Riverwalk, singing cover songs for tourists, you know, in a couple of the clubs there. And then I decided to take music more seriously and try to be a songwriter, and I entered the very first two songs I wrote to the Kerrville Folk Festival.
You were the big winner one year.
79, yeah. And after that, I was invited to come back to play main stage. And after that, I've been part of the Kerrville family ever since then. And that was a big boost, I think, for my you know, kind of self-image of now I can call myself a songwriter, because I actually, even though I'd only written a few songs, I had actually won a songwriting contest. I thought, okay, well, now I can really do it. And I started taking it more seriously. And so shortly, immediately from the Kerrville Festival, I moved up to Taos, New Mexico. And I lived up there, and luckily was when Michael Murphy was living there, Michael Martin Murphy, and he kind of took me under his wing as his backup singer, and so I got to travel with him and went to Nashville with him a lot. And if you ever see any of those shows with him in the 80s, I'm the girl singer back there behind him. And he also introduced me to some publishing people in Nashville, and then that kind of got my Nashville thing kind of going, and I got a publishing deal, and then I got record deals.
And Homeland was your first. That was what, late 80s?
Yep, that was 89. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was actually 10 years after I started writing, but, you know, it was worth the wait. It was a, you know, good learning 10 years. I learned a lot about performing by watching Michael, you know, standing on the sidelines of his shows. And I also learned about songwriting by hanging out with a lot of the songwriters like Buddy Cannon, who's a very famous producer in Nashville now. He was the head of Mel Tillis' publishing company, which is where I got a job in Nashville. So I got to stand on the sidelines for a while, learning everything from performance on stage to songwriting behind the scenes. And, you know, with my husband at that time, Craig, and I, we started touring, you know, playing the college circuit, and then little by little working our way up to the clubs, and, you know, and then the record deals came, and then things got bigger. So It's always been nice to be employed.
Yeah, sure. You've gone off to New Mexico, to Nashville, to Germany, and always seemed to find your way back to Texas. But let me go back to what you said about the Kerrville family and SWRFA and those other organizations. We've spoken to many people on this program, Tish, who've said they've gotten their start at Kerrville and others. It's something like a writer's workshop for musicians.
Well, the festival does have a songwriting camp, I guess they might call it. And I participated. I kind of worked with that one. I taught at that one of the times in the rotation of people that they have. But another thing is that's really vibrant these days is, like you said, where SWRFA comes from, which is the Southwestern Folk Alliance, something.
Yeah.
Actually, I was just at the National International Folk Alliance conference, which is really important for singer-songwriters and, you know, Americana performers that want to find gigs and, you know, clubs and music organizations that are looking for new performers and old performers like me. And it's really great. It's just like a convention of everybody that you've ever known. You know, everybody goes. It's a big, big reunion. And SWRFA is the smaller. There's like five of them around the country that are like more regional. Mm-hmm. And the SWRFA is, of course, the Southwestern Texas to the west. But the national conference was just in Kansas City this past weekend. And it was wonderful to reconnect with getting to see everybody from Curtis McMurtry, James's son, James McMurtry's son, who's a good friend of mine, and David Halley was there, songwriter, famous, and let's see, Jody Graham, John D. Graham, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And also some really, really new and young and vibrant young performers that are like doing this for the first time. So it's, you know, there's official and unofficial showcases going on throughout this hotel where they have the big conference, which is really, it's fun to have it all in one building. So yeah, you can self-contain all these crazy folkies running around.
Tisha Nahosa is our guest, and she'll be performing on Saturday. That's March 1st at the USO building here in Marfa. It's a free event. It begins at 8 o'clock, and it is brought to us by Ballroom Marfa, a multidisciplinary arts space here in Marfa, Texas. Because I wanted to play this song, Me Captivo Con Su Mirar, which is, I guess, based, or it is. It's a Paul McCartney song.
It's translated. It's a song off of Paul McCartney's Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, which is a long title, but it's a wonderful record of his, my favorite, that came out in 2005. And I heard that song, and the first time I heard it, I said, ooh, I want to translate this to Spanish. It has that beautiful Spanish melody and, percussion and stuff like that. So it absolutely, I mean, for me it worked. And, you know, I guess I hope for the listener it would work too, because I think it suits the Spanish language really well.
Well, let me ask you about the Spanish language. Obviously, on this album and many others, you write both in English and in Spanish. But Spanish, as we know, is a romance language, and it seems perhaps somehow more rhymable and beautiful singing. Do you feel that way?
It's easier to say simpler things in Spanish, but they sound very round and beautiful. Well, just like the title of this song, you know, Me Captivo Con Su Mirar. But when you say it in English, I was captivated by his gaze. You know, it just kind of sits there. But in Spanish, it sounds like, oh, wow, you know. It just has a beautiful romantic sound to it. And that's what I like about the Spanish language. It's very round and soft. It's easy to make things sound good. I'm so glad I didn't try to translate it to German.
Did you sing any songs in German while you were there?
I actually did learn some German, and I do sing a couple of songs in German, but I don't know whether I'll sing them in Marfa or not. Like I said, Spanish is a much more loving tongue than German.
Well, let's give a listen to Me Captivo. And what a pleasure it is to be playing an artist like yourself and to finally meet her coming to our town here in Marfa, Texas. Again, that's tomorrow, March 1st, at the USO building here on Highland Avenue, just south of the blinky light, the four-way stop here in town. Tish Hinojosa, let's hear one of her songs now. Tish, thanks again for being our guest.
Tom, thanks so much. I look forward to being there.
This is Tom Michael with Talk at 10, and one more from the album After the Fair.
Me captivo con su mirar, encantado, más que pensé que pude ser. Más que pensé yo me dejé, me captivó con su mirar, encantó, fascinó, tristeza en su sonreír, me persigue, más que pensé que fuera a ser, con su sonrisa, más que pensé que pude ver. Me captivó con sonreír, me tocó, captivó, encantó. Palabras que quisiera yo decirle, no sé si es posible hablar. Porque se iría el sentir tan cerca está de mí, no quiero abandonar. Suavemente, más que pensé me fascinó. Su estilo libre, más que pensé me enamoró. El modo libre de su ser me tocó, captivó. Oh, Fascinó, captivó.